That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? Welcome back to another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host,
Sad Trombone Tone.
Ooh.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
Sad Trombone Tone. Okay, that's an interesting one.
This was a sad, how long was the runtime on this movie?
Ooh.
Whatever it was, 90 minutes. It was a sad 90 minutes. Sad 90 minutes.
Ooh. Sad?
Wah, wah.
Yeah, oh, snap.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, man. Hey, here's the thing. He's starting off the gate talking his shit. Hey, it's all good. We about to figure out which movie we talking about, and which is Two Can Play That Game. Man, written and directed by Mark Brown. Starring Vivica Fox. Morris Chestnut.
Yep.
Anthony Anderson.
I like Anthony.
Tamala Jones.
There she was.
Dondre Whitfield. Monique. Wendy Raquel Robinson.
Yeah. I like her.
Man, Bobby Brown.
Cameo.
It's a cameo. Chris Spencer.
Cameo.
Yeah.
It's kind of wasn't starring. It was part of the cast.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, she was.
Ooh-wee. Yes, she was.
Yeah.
She was.
Know what's interesting about Gabrielle Union?
What's happening?
Is whenever I see her in a movie, I cannot guess how old she is.
Okay.
Because she's kind of like aged timelessly.
Yeah.
So it's just like I see her in this and I'm like, how old was she
when she
did? Then I see her in a movie that came out like, I know it came out like 7 years later and I still don't know. Like how old she is.
She shoot this 10 years ago and they finally put it out?
She could have been 21 when this movie came out. She could have been 30.
She could have been 30.
Bro. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea at all.
Hold on.
Is that Earthquake?
Yeah, that's Earthquake. Or Jurassic Park. Look at the water shaking.
Yeah, we have a little Earthquake. That Earthquake?
It's not even hot.
Yeah. Southern California.
Southern Cali. Hey, man. I guess the universe got some things to say about this movie, too.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
We just had a little earthquake, you know what I'm saying? Real player-like.
But you see how us Cali guys do it. We're nobody getting under the table.
Ain't nobody getting up under there, man.
We have an earthquake. Yeah.
We have an earthquake?
All right.
Oh, okay. Sure. The engineer came in. He was like, yeah, we have the earthquake.
We have an earthquake. Yeah.
And he closed the door and went back to work.
It's Los Angeles, baby.
L.A., baby. We don't give a damn about no earthquakes, man. Until the shit start falling off the walls.
That's when shit gets serious.
Yeah.
If it's the one, if it's the big one.
You know when it's the big one.
Yeah.
You be like,
this is the one we've been waiting on.
All right, let's get up out of here, man.
And if it was the big one, there's the one else I'd rather be with.
Hey, bro. You know, we're going to go, man.
We're going to survive, bro.
We're going to survive. Yeah. We're going to survive the earthquake. You know what I'm saying? Might be a little bruised up.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it happen.
You're going to see just what kind of scoundrel I am.
Go figure it out.
I've been waiting for the apocalypse.
Hey, man.
to go full villain.
Oh, man.
I've been waiting to go full villain.
Speaking of that, bro, are there any, there is, like, we'll do one. I Am Legend. That's a post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
Black film.
Book of Eli.
Book of Eli. There we go.
Yeah.
When we get, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
When it's time. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait.
How are you going to, you'll figure out how a nigga really is post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
What type of dude is he, you know what I'm saying? What is he made of? What type of nigga is he? Hey, speaking of such, man, we'll Book of Eli, we'll do that soon.
Me and the fit, like, we all going to be held up and we going to be running out of water. And I'll be like, I'll go get the water. and I come back 3 hours with like 2 gallons of water and blood all over me. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Anybody thirsty?
Yeah, I got you. Don't anybody worry. Thirsty? Yeah. Don't worry. Who'd you take it from? A family, nigga. I took it from.
It's home. Hey, you thirsty or not? Hey, hey man, where you get this water from? Don't ask no questions. Don't ask fam.
No questions.
Well, whose blood is that? Yeah. Bruh.
Full villain.
Don't ask no questions.
Full villain.
Is it them or us?
Yeah. Full villain.
Dang.
And I took their car.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Dang.
Half a tank, bro.
Half a tank. We got half a tank to get wherever we need to go.
To Fresno.
To Fresno.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
That's hilarious.
I'm with it.
Damn it. Yeah. Oh, man. Apocalyptone.
Apocalyptone.
Damn.
It's who you want to be with.
It's who you want to be with.
It's I'm keeping it 100, yeah. Right? Like, you know, like.
We're on the same side. Just understand.
We're both nice
you
guys.
You with me, I'm with you.
Yeah.
However. Them?
When the shit goes down.
A chance, bro.
Shit goes down.
All right. All right. That's a quick earthquake apocalypse conversation that came out of nowhere. But here we're back to Two Can Play That Game with Vivica Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. So you have something. I could tell it's going to be hot take tone all episode.
Yeah. It's tell me your overall thoughts before we get into the plot. When was the last time you saw this movie?
Last time I saw the movie had to be like maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
Because this movie is 22 years old.
Yeah. And it looked it.
Okay. Yes.
It mm-hmm. It's like that pre-HD,
mm-hmm.
you know. There was a couple of scenes where I felt like it was out of focus.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, but it has that early, you know. But it was released in 2001. Right. I remember things being a little crisper. Right. But the colors didn't really pop.
True, a little dull.
A little dull.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But that could just been that could have been how they exported it for the times.
Mm-hmm. And if we think about the budget, what did they shoot it on? Like, you know right. from film school, film is not film. Like you if you can afford a higher quality of stock of film, mm-hmm. you get a better image.
Right.
I'm assuming, right? Yeah. Like, you know. So I think with this one.
It was like, I mean, we can afford this type of film,
mm-hmm.
and this is what we're going with.
This is what we're rolling with.
Boom.
To get everything else done. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It still looked good. It just didn't look as good as other films. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's even, to me, that didn't bother me.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm not tripping off
that. Vivica looked good.
Vivica
looked good, man.
Vivica looked good.
I remember those days when Vivica was her.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And amongst the others, like she was the it chick in the film.
This might have been peak Vivica. Is this peak Vivica?
2001? Yeah. Because 90s was, she had the TV show with Patti LaBelle and mm-hmm. Dwayne Martin.
Yeah.
And more, I forgot they worked together back then.
Yeah, and that was like on the way up.
On the way up.
So if I look at her filmography.
Kill Bill might have been her last.
Kill Bill might have been peak Vivica.
Yeah.
Because there's Juana Man, there was Boat Trip.
Soul
that's
Food.
Like 2002. Soul Food is 97.
Right.
So yeah, so I think Two Can Play That Game is 2001. Kill Bill comes out in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, kind of gets a little hairy. It's nothing really like of note. So yeah, so I think this is just pre-peak Vivica.
Right, pre-peak.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is all their time. Like, you know, Gabrielle Union turned around. And around the same time, she was basically the same character in mm-hmm. Deliver Us from Eva, which we're going to turn. And we're going to do that soon to kind of compare the two films.
Yep.
But Two Can Play That Game, man. Part one. Mm-hmm. There's at least two of these, right? Here's the thing. I like the film because of what it discussed.
Okay.
And I feel like it was relatable.
Playing games.
Mm-hmm. Hence the name.
Mm-hmm.
The title, Two Can Play That Game. It was like, oh, you want to act like that? Okay, so I'm going to act like this.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous as fuck.
Yep.
It's super ridiculous, man. Vivica Fox plays Shantae Smith. She's the main character. She's the narrator of the project, mm-hmm. of the movie. And she's the main character. She is like an advertising exec.
Yeah.
Partner already before the age of 30.
Yeah.
She's just a chick doing it, got her own break, got a big ass house, mm-hmm. driving a nice ass drop top.
Yeah.
She got it made. She looked good, her body right, and she got a dope-ass boyfriend that's very successful in his field as well. Mm-hmm. And attractive, got his frame, got his body right, and he's faithful and loves the fuck out of her.
Right.
To, that's what we know. Her life is perfect, basically. Mm-hmm. Everything is perfect for her. But she has close homegirls, Wendy Raquel Robinson, Tamela Jones, and Monique, who plays Deidre. Those are her three partners. It's four of them, the four amigas.
Yep, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And they all kind of like look up to her.
They all look up to her. You know what I'm saying? Because she has all the answers. She has her life right. She got a man in check. And she's the perfect chick, basically.
Yeah.
She's basically Hitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Or, in a sense, Marcus Graham. It gave me very walking through the office. It gave me Boomerang a little bit. And like she's an exec. She's sitting on top of the world. And the only difference is she's not a player. She actually has a boyfriend that she's in a committed relationship with.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only difference, really.
Yeah.
Because in Boomerang, Marcus Graham had his two homeboys that looked up to him for advice and all that stuff too.
Yep. Yep.
So very, very Boomerang-ish to me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I liked it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna say what I like first, and then I'll start. Mm-hmm. We'll start.
I'm waiting.
Busting down. I know you're waiting because you're quiet. So she's giving relationship advice to Tamela Jones, who plays Tracy Johnson, Wendy Raquel Robinson, who plays Karen, and Monique, who plays Deidre. Monique has a boyfriend that doesn't work. All he does is lay pipe.
Mm-hmm. My baby lay pipe. Mm-hmm.
Pause. Hilarious. Twice.
Hilarious.
Monique was hilarious in the movie. Wendy was dating Bobby Brown's character, Michael.
Yeah.
Who she built up from just a scrub to like a to like a nice looking dude.
Less of a scrub,
right. And then he found out that she basically upgraded him and now he started feeling himself.
Yep, yep.
And Tamela Jones got a boyfriend that's cheating. Dondre Whitfield is cheating all over her. Mm-hmm. And she keep going back. Dealing with it until she wasn't no more.
Right.
And they all looking for her for advice. And she's like, you got to do this. You got to do that.
These are the rules. You do this.
These are the rules. Mm-hmm. She lives her life. And she her claim to fame is, I live my life properly because of these rules. And these rules keep everything in order. Myself and my man. Mm-hmm. she's in control of everything. At least she expresses that to her friends and to the outside world. And then lo and behold, something happens.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
Yes.
All right, so.
And it wasn't. Finish.
Okay, so they go to dinner, right? Vivica goes to her favorite restaurant with her three homegirls, right? And they're chilling, and they're all venting about their dudes, but she's like, keep it cool, everything's cool. And she happens to see. She's at home first, and she's supposed to be going to dinner with her boyfriend.
Right.
And leading up into this scene, there's like a cardinal rule. Like, your man is cheating. If your man says he's working late, he's cheating.
Yeah.
That's a rule.
Yeah, wow.
And then so she finally, she's hanging out with her homegirls, drinking, pre-gaming before she goes out with her dude later on that night. Mm-hmm. She gets a call from her dude saying, hey, baby. I guess this is the first time it ever happened.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't go tonight. I can't go to dinner tonight because I'm working late.
Yeah.
And now she's worried because of that rule. So she keeps it calm, safe face for her homegirl. They're waiting to see how she's gonna react.
Yep.
And she's like, it's all good. As a matter of fact, let's all go. They to the same spot.
Yeah.
They go to her favorite restaurant, they're eating, or they're about to eat, and then she happens to see, or one of her homegirl spots. Her dude, Maurice Chestnut's character, dancing with a fly ass chick.
She was bad.
Super bad. Her name too. Yeah. But she's always the bad chick in the 90s. In the early 2000s, that's what she was.
She was
the sitcom, hot as fuck.
Yeah.
I need to get her name.
She was just my type.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she was.
She was just my type.
Indeed. As she should. Mm-hmm. So she sees him on the dance floor dancing with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple hours before,
He was supposed to be working late.
Mm-hmm. And he can't go to dinner with her. So now she once again saves face, puts a smile on her face. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all good. He's probably just dancing with a coworker.
But this is where the games begin.
In her mind, we see her tell us one thing, and she tells her friends something totally different.
Right. Right.
All
right.
She keeps it 100 with us, but she's lying to her homegirls, which women do all the time, which is why I feel like this part of the film is very relatable.
Okay, so let me say a couple things.
Boom.
The narration format, right? It's almost like you know when you, like if you're cooking, Like there's certain spices that you got to use just enough to get the flavor, whether it's salt or cayenne pepper. But if you use too much of it, it basically ruins the flavor of the dish. Mm. It overpowers.
You think they did too much aeration?
I think they did too much.
Did you? Okay.
I think it was. I think it was too much, too soon, too frequently with a character I don't really care about. Right? Mm. And I tell you why. Like, she's not. Shantae Smith is not a likable character, in my opinion. Mm. So. I'm working late. Uh-huh. I've been working late. I ain't cheating. But I've been working late for like weeks.
Right.
And my wife called me out on it. She was like, listen, you know, you've been kind of doing your thing. You know, you're watching blockbuster movies. You're writing. You're doing all this other kind of stuff. You know, we're not really kicking it at night. I'm doing my thing, watching my TV shows. I kind of feel like recently we've been two ships passing in the night.
Right.
I was like, baby, you know what? You're right. You're right. You know, I need to unplug. You know, matter of fact, I got to watch a blockbuster movie. Why don't you watch it with me? Let's watch it together. Mm. Oh, that's great. But you can play that game. Mm. About 15 minutes in this movie, I paused it. I said, baby, I don't want to put you through this. Like, this is not, like, I want to spend this quality time, but I would much rather you watch what you want to watch than watch the rest of this movie because I'm not enjoying it, right? I'm not enjoying
it. Damn, okay.
And it, because it starts off, she's judgmental. She shits kind of like on everybody, right? Huh. Like she shits on kind of her girlfriend. She says her girlfriends are a mess. She shits on all of their boyfriends. She, you know, the company that she works for, slanging malt liquor in the hood, right? You know what I mean? And so she just kind of comes across as like a bitch. And so because her character was so bitchy and because I don't like her character and I don't like the games and I don't like any of the decisions that she makes throughout the end of this into the end of this movie, I'm rooting against her for the entire movie. So every time she stops to turn to talk to me,
you better man, stop talking
shut
to me.
The fuck up. Like,
yeah.
Like, ah, you know what I mean? Like, stop talking to me. Like, I'm not feeling you. As a character, I'm not feeling this movie. I'm not feeling what they did to the boyfriend. Like they make him a scrub, a sucker.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be her match and her equal. And they just the only person I'm really kind of feeling is Anthony Anderson. The whole movie. Right? So I feel like the narrative
guess
quality.
What his name is?
Yeah. Was it Tony?
Tony.
That's right. That's right.
Tony had the answers.
He had the answers. Uh-huh. So I feel like had they maybe rolled it out like a Marcus Graham, you know what I mean? Where we just get to see her be a boss and see her command the room without the stop and talk to me shit, maybe it would have worked a little bit better. But immediately it was too much cayenne pepper. And so because it was over-seasoned, just the rest of the movie is blah.
Okay.
I'm not feeling it. That's how I come into the rest of the movie.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I hear what you're saying. I didn't have a problem with the narration. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it as too much. It didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm just used. I know what they're trying to do. I let them do it.
I get it.
Now, her shitting on her homegirl, I didn't see that. I saw her home. She letting her homegirl stay with her.
Yeah.
And then she going over there with flowers and shit like that and hugging her while she crying.
Right, right.
But thing is, her dude was trash. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Yeah.
I don't judge. I have my heavy opinions, and my wife be like, that sounds like you're judging. No, no. It's not a fact.
Right, right.
This is how I feel about the situation. About how I feel about him or her or the situation. It's not a fact.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it because I say this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think this is what it is.
That's
not the case. Yeah. Right. It's my take. Wendy, her name was Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Karen was a sucker.
Yeah.
Like, and her dude was feeling himself and she's all heartbroken and this, that, and the other. And I get her homegirl was a mess.
Right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Oh, girl, Tracy, Tamela Jones' character,
mm-hmm.
super mess.
Right.
Breaking shit and hitting her dude and what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's a mess.
It's a mess.
So her friends deserve to be talked about.
Right. Right. I guess what kind of did
that's not judging. That's like, I'm just showing you what it is. She's showing us, and I'm looking at her homegirls. I'm like, these homegirls is not.
They whack, right?
They whack.
At the end, like tail end or towards the end of that 15 minutes, when Gabrielle Union walks up, and the first thing that like she does is like call her a hoe.
Right.
Right? Like I was just like, why the fuck? You know what I mean? Like at that point, I'm like, she done had something to say about everybody that we gonna meet. Right?
Hey, okay.
She got something to say.
If you even think about it.
Yeah.
If you're introducing somebody, she's introducing us to every character in the film.
True. True.
And she, you know what I'm saying? True. So her saying she a hoe, because she probably knows information about her. She'll do anything to get ahead.
Right.
I know this about her. And then we see it later on.
Yeah. You know it just saying? Wasn't the best first impression. Yeah. Right? Like, you know, like my take on it, I'm sitting, I'm happy, and then she's talking to me, and then she's not talking to me, and she's talking about people. And it's just like, before I get a chance to even, again, it goes back to the seasoning. If you like the character,
yeah,
then go for the ride.
Or if you like broccoli,
yeah,
no matter how you eat
it, broccoli, don't even matter.
I love broccoli, so yeah. I'm gonna eat it.
Steamed, it is what it is.
Sauteed, yeah.
But if you don't like broccoli, I immediately didn't like the character.
Okay,
like within the first 10-15 minutes, I was like, I'm not fucking with her. I don't like her. And then they just continue to double down on reasons to not like her for the rest of the movie. Right. So then I find myself like, just get me to the end of this movie so I can leave this character's universe. Like, I don't want to be in her world. I don't want to be in her relationship. I don't want to be in her friends. And I just think it's because it came out the gate strong. And if you wasn't fucking with it, then they could never get you back.
Because
that's what it is.
I figure like out of the women in this film, she's the most together.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's whack as hell for the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
But that dropped her down. You know what I'm saying? Really, really, if the person that I like the most out of all the women is the woman I saw the least was the woman that old boy Keith Fenton, Morris Chestnut, was dancing with, his coworker.
Yeah, what about her?
Because she seemed cool.
Yeah, give her a ring.
They her, man.
Give her a ring. What I'm saying?
not Connie.
Yeah, give her a
Connie
ring.
Connie in your face knowing, Connie knows when she being messy.
Yeah.
Connie knows that.
She knows.
And Morris, Keith, he wasn't that type of nigga at first.
Yeah.
He's getting bad advice from good advice from Tony.
Yeah. Tony, you know what I'm saying? Tony, like it's almost like they want you to believe it's Vivica versus Morris.
It's really Vivica versus Tony.
It's really
he says that too.
Yes.
She's starting to piss me off.
Yeah.
This movie is he's saying, man, she's starting to piss me off.
Yeah.
Like that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, your best friend is telling you, man, your girl's starting to piss me off, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
She playing games, man. She think I'm stupid.
And that's what's weird about it is because Morris is supposed to be the alpha.
Yeah.
Right? Like Morris
is not the chubby dude.
Not Tony.
Saying?
But like, but it's reversed. Like Tony is the alpha who's telling Morris what to do. Right? Like
he should be telling Tony, this is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Really? What you gonna do now? All right, this is what I'm gonna do, man.
Yeah.
Cause she
exactly. Like Morris should be schooling Tony.
And Tony's schooling him.
Right. Because really, like the movie is called Two Can Play That Game. But really, like only Vivica's playing. Like she's playing against Tony. Like she's
right.
Like by the time Morris gets to playing, he's just a piece. He's a pawn.
Yeah.
It's really Vivica versus Anthony Anderson.
And they never actually crossed paths in the project.
I think they were at the party once, but they never even spoke, right?
So it should have been the scene where he's like,
yeah.
Him walking up on her and she could be like, I know you're the one telling him all this bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just telling him how to navigate through this mess that you put them through. Whatever.
But the way they do it just really just drags down Keith. As a character, right? Like he doesn't come across as strong. He doesn't come across as like
he's first of all, go ahead.
Like the game that he spits when he first meets her. I'm gonna ask you three questions.
Uh-huh.
Right? Bullshit. Like I hated that, right? Like it wasn't smooth. It wasn't debonair. You think I'm attracted to you? Come on. That's the student film work right there.
So is it because of the questions or is it because he did the whole... Is it the questions could have been better or...
The setup was unfulfilling, right? Like, he's supposed to be this smooth and debonair guy. And we don't come across feeling like that interaction was smooth at all. At least I didn't, right? I didn't feel like this was some Mac shit. I didn't feel like it was some...
I like
he gamed her up. Yeah.
I like asking her questions. Maybe the questions weren't good enough.
Yeah, they weren't good enough.
Because you, when you ask a woman a question, when you meet her for the first time, you meet her at the bar, you ask her something, you start talking to her. How you doing?
You don't do that.
Yeah. That's saying, I know I'm the shit, and I'm so confident in myself that I'm going to come at you this way in front of your homegirls and shit like that.
This is, like, that part to me is like when a screenwriter who's never been in the club writes a scene about two people in the club, that's what you get, right? Like, you know, that wasn't realistic. That wasn't believable. People don't talk like that, right? And if they do, it's better. Like Hitch, for example. Like, Hitch is a good comparison. It's a fundamentally better movie than Two Can Play That Game. Mm. But it still is about rules. Mm-hmm. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. I'm wondering, did they use that narrative in Hitch as well? Was Hitch talking to us in that movie? If you think back to Hitch.
No.
He never stopped to talk to the audience. He never broke the fourth wall.
I don't think so.
To speak to us. Okay.
I don't think so.
Yes, he did.
He did?
He did. Because remember, like, there's like a part where he, I think, is walking down the street and he's kind of like, and all the other people in the back, most people just need an interaction. Most people just need an opportunity. That's what I do. You know, I create opportunities for such and
but
such.
But it might not have been as heavy as this one.
That's what I'm saying. So okay. Like, you know, so, and in that, Hitch has his rules of what you're going to do, but they just come across better and more believable, right?
I feel like for this dude to be Keith, to be so successful, so attractive, pause, and then faithful, like he's the perfect man, but he just, Keith wouldn't go, it didn't make sense that he's going to cancel dinner with his girlfriend, and then because he's working late, he goes to the same nightclub, the restaurant that his girl loves to go to.
Yes.
The place that he was supposed to go with her that night.
Yep.
With a woman.
Falls apart right at the beginning.
It doesn't even make sense. And then he has no conversation. He's flabbergasted when she walks up on him. Come on, bro. You Keith Fenton, bro.
Yeah.
You should be a player before you got with Shantae Smith. And so you should have a better understanding of what to say. And for one, you wouldn't have even been there.
Right. That's my point.
That's an unrealistic thing for a boyfriend to do. Yeah. And then don't call her, don't talk to her that day. Is she your coworker? You should introduce her. Hey, this is, we work together. I know what it looks like. It's a few of us here. It's me, her. Now, if it was like a group, we all went, what you would do is after working late, she's like, oh, she invited me, so I went. My nigga.
Yeah.
Invite your girl.
Yep.
Hey, meet us at here.
Or you wouldn't break plans. Like I, at my job, every now and then, you know, some of my female coworkers are dealing with, most times, a work issue. I'm like, can we go to lunch? I want to talk such and such and such and such. Normally, that's kind of like questionable for me. You know, I'm not close enough with any of them, but they do kind of seek my counsel. If someone was really going through it and I went out for a drink after, sure, I think I might do that. Like if somebody really, but if we get to dancing.
Nigga, get the fuck
out
of here.
Get the fuck out of here. That's, you know,
drinks,
what I mean?
Dancing.
Yeah. Come on.
Here's the thing. Let's say there's your job requires for you, it's a business meeting here at this restaurant / dance lounge.
Or we're at a conference or, you know.
I'm saying, I would let her know, hey, and at that point, you want to dance? Yeah, I'll dance with you. But not if I had plans on my wife or my girlfriend.
And it's just us two.
Yeah, that was like a little cheap way of starting the confrontation in the plot.
Right. You needed a reason for Shantae
to need to enact these 7-day rules.
10 days.
10-day rules, whatever.
10 days. God damn. Come on, man. And come on. And so, and for her to act like nothing was wrong, that's whack.
That's whack.
If you're upset about it, let's talk about it.
We're supposed to talk. That's the one thing.
That's one thing that makes her not likable.
Right.
For you, a grown ass woman.
You a grown ass woman.
With a whole ass career. Mm-hmm. You got your life in order. You should be like, Keith, we're like, what's going on? Not necessarily make a scene right then and there, mm-hmm. but we'll talk later. Hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Good to meet you. Oh, I don't know. Oh, y'all work together? That's cool. I'm mm-hmm. his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
We need to talk.
You know what I'm saying?
What was that about?
I said, yeah, you canceled dinner with me. That's fine. It happens. You work late. That's cool. Mm-hmm. After you work late, after canceled dinner, you should be bringing dinner home.
Right.
Over to my house. Or you should be calling me. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be like, hey, let's say this. The female coworker is like, hey, why don't you go to dinner with me? Mm-hmm. And let's dance. You know what? I actually had plans with my girlfriend today,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight. But I canceled them for the meeting, for the work late.
Yeah.
All right? Now that the work late is over and you saying you're hungry, I'm hungry too, but I'm going to go eat with my lady.
Yeah.
Or she might already be asleep, but I'm going to go hit her up to see what she wants.
Yeah.
I might go by her house real quick. Smash, then go home.
Mm-hmm.
I go tell her that, but like I might go home, give my girl a kiss, and then leave. Go to her house. You know what I'm saying?
So 100% right.
But I'm not going to go out after I work late,
mm-hmm.
after canceling plans with my woman, and especially not even telling her. I told your homegirl. That's weird to me.
Yep.
I call your house. Your homegirl answers the phone. I'm not going to tell her. Tell my girl. Let me speak to my girl.
Yeah.
Hand the phone. She's right next to you.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
It's weird.
Keith and she says they've been together for so long. Like he knows her.
Come on,
you know your woman,
right?
Let me tell her, baby, I'm gonna be late, or we gonna have to cancel plans because I gotta eat. I had to work late.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a late dinner?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to bring some takeout home over to the crib? You know what I'm saying, and if it gets too late, I'll let you know.
Right.
It might be like 11:30, 12 by the time I'm done.
Right,
you might already ate and be in the bed by then.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. So I'll keep you posted. But then you just get caught at the fucking...
the restaurant.
Dancing with a chick that she don't know.
Even Jay-Z said, you know, you won't find me at the places where we comfy at. It won't be that.
Right.
Oh, no, you won't see that. You won't see that. You know what I mean? Like, everybody knows you're not supposed to do that. Every real man that I know, good man that I know, mm-hmm. like, knows how to keep women that are not his woman at bay.
Right,
they don't put themselves into situations and circumstances that are questionable. So he's supposed to be her equal,
right?
And we immediately find out
he's not.
And then, in order for me to believe that two are playing the game, I have to believe that one has that both can actually win, that they're equal, right? Like you know, but the shit is lopsided. The shit is lopsided. All the way into the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these characters do is make dumbass decisions that, like, shouldn't be followed, that, like, shouldn't be repeated until we get to the end. And then the end is bullshit, right? I know I'm jumping ahead, but I'm just kind of like, sad trombone. Like, you know, and to your point, I see what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would have much rather give me less homegirls. So that we could spend more time developing these characters,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the other homegirls and the other homegirls' men are just a side piece. Like we never had to go. The time that we spent at Tamela Jones' house watching her break shit could have been time strengthening these characters,
mm-hmm.
right? Why does Tony know as much as he knows? Right? Like, you know,
right.
like these why? Are things that we're missing.
Why is he? What happened to Keith? Based off his lifestyle
mm-hmm.
and who he is, he works out. He got boxing equipment in his house. He's just a fly-ass dude.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony's giving him advice. Right. Tony should have been, the character should have been Dondre Whitfield.
Yep.
Another equal
this
dude.
This is that brilliant.
And he'd be like, the single player. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The Spivey in Best Man.
Yep.
You know what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, he should be like, hey, man, this is what you should do. Therefore, it doesn't throw so much sunlight or spotlight on Keith not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
It's more so he might know what to do a little bit, but he even has an even more player dude that is helping him navigate through this.
100%.
And Anthony Anderson could have been in the movie still, but it's not in that role.
100%.
You know, I think that was a bad casting.
I think you got that spot on. Like,
yeah.
Because it, like, A, Anthony Anderson is so good in this.
He is.
That you forget that he isn't the one that should be doing this. Right? Like, you know, he does not come across as somebody that's a ladies' man.
Right.
He doesn't come across as someone
that has the answer that's that
familiar
yes.
with women.
Right.
So our handsome leading man is taking advice from somebody that, like, doesn't present or they don't give us any. Now, even if they show Tony a couple of times early with bitches.
Right.
That would have.
How do you? Yeah. I know, man. I might look this way. I might look like a teddy bear. Yeah. I have a grizzly bear in the sheets.
Yeah. Something. Give me that.
Yeah.
So suddenly it's just like, yo.
And that could be like, I'm the reason why I am so nice with it because look at me.
Look what I do.
Look at what I'm pulling.
Look at how I get out of trouble. I'm always in trouble.
Yeah.
Or you always think I'm in trouble. Mm-hmm. But look how, you know, now there's a reason for our leading man to be, okay, Tony, tell me what to do. Right. What do you think? Yes. She ain't called yet. You know what I mean? So it's just like, since we don't have that, it's just kind of like just.
Yeah.
Just no.
Like, even in Woo, Tommy Davidson's neighbor, LL Cool J, as soon as he opens the door, we see, oh, he the man. He got two women on the shoulders.
He's the man.
And so let me give you a player kit for the night.
Right.
A cassette tape, some perfume, and some cologne, and some oils. I'm the man. And they said, and they showed you right away.
Yep. But he's the guy.
before Tony's character, to see him walking, when it's just written a little weird, a little bit. Like when she goes over to her boyfriend's job, Vivica goes over to Morris Chestnut's job to smash, basically.
Yeah.
Afternoon Delight. Tony's looking like, ooh. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, he's just so enamored.
Yeah.
Like, man, you the man, you lucky.
Yeah.
But to him, he should be like, yeah, do your thing, bro. Mm-hmm. That's normal for me.
That's normal.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you're getting it like me.
And then when he goes in there, afterward, he's like,
yeah.
You hit it, didn't you?
Yeah.
You hit it. Like it's a first time. He's surprised.
Mm-hmm.
This should be, just like Thursday. Every Thursday. This is like clockwork. Every Thursday. It should be something like that.
Yeah.
It just seemed kind of like, sometimes with writers, I read something in the script and I'm like, oh, it's just a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
Or just a little too, it's a little inconsistent with the character. You know what I'm saying? Like, they go in the smash, he should come in and be like, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one of them days, man. Was it good?
Yeah.
Hey, or like, you wouldn't ask your homeboy that's been dating this woman for years if it was good. You know it's good.
Right.
It's been good for years.
Especially if you about to play the role of the sage.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, this ain't supposed to be new to you, right? The things that, like, the writing has Shantae do, like, later in the movie where she punctures her own tire to recruit that's what this character would do?
Yeah.
Under this circumstance, like, come on. Like,
and get the wrong guy. No, he's too corny. He's too nice.
Yeah.
He's the perfect guy.
The white guy.
Mm-hmm.
At the MGD party.
At the MGD party.
Right.
I invite him in, and I'm talking to him all night.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants to come over and smash. And that's to make Morris Chestnut jealous.
Jealous.
I'm Morris Chestnut.
Yeah.
That's who... Him?
Mm-hmm.
With the mullet?
That guy?
Come on, bro.
Come on.
You reaching. I got Connie. I got Gabrielle Union. You give me this nigga, Trevor.
I'm going to catch this VD from Connie. You know?
Right.
She was dancing like, you know.
She dancing like she's hot.
She was a little bit too vixen.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she was, she worked for a company across the street or down the block?
I know she worked in the same industry as Vivica. I think that, like, because I think they mentioned that. Like, I think, like Vivica, like Shantae's boss says, you know, she reminds me of you. So I think, like, she does work.
Exec.
Yeah, she's an exec. She's
not quite partner at her firm, but she's on her way.
Because when we introduce her, she says, I'm going to see your man.
Right. So they have business together as well.
They have business together as well.
Because of what he does.
Right. But they never, like, she's almost kind of like a cartoon caricature. Like
Jessica Rabbit.
Like, she never presents as a real person either. Like, right. She's literally just kind of presented as
a bunny, like
sex object.
Right.
Somebody the for slow, Keith to smash.
You see how slow the pan up was?
Yeah.
The tilt up?
We took a long time.
I said, this is like a 7 second. What are we doing?
Right, right. And that's why, it just, this is why everything felt so film school. Like it felt like the script, like I'm not hating because this guy, Mark Brown, got better. Mm-hmm. Booty Call is his first joint.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. He goes from Booty Call to Two Can Play That Game, and then he gets to Barbershop. And I think by the time he gets to Barbershop, you know, we'll see when we rewatch Barbershop to see, you know, how he improved. But this reminds me of like the script that I wrote my senior year in college. Right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, this reminds me of the scenes that I shot. I didn't go to film school. I was a cinema, television, radio major.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, we basically did projects in every category. So we did a radio project. We did a TV project. We did a single cam. So I've shot some shit.
Right.
I've had to write and shoot some shit.
Right.
This is what senior year Tony would have made. Right?
Uh-huh.
I would have wrote these characters the same way. It would have all been the same kind of rom-com type shit. It would have been the pan up. Like, let's start with the feet.
Which I'm cool with. I do that.
Yeah. Right. You know,
it was long as fucked up.
Yeah. And so when you put it with all the other stuff, then the whole thing kind of like feels like, eh. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, this is not very good. This is not very good.
So, I'm going to tell you the things that I thought were realistic. Her feeling some type of way and seeing Fenton or Keith Fenton with another chick, which didn't make sense. And then she mentioned everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I've done that before. I was in college, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
I seen the chick that kind of gave me the cold shoulder for a few months. I was hitting her up. She wasn't hitting me back. Then she finally hit me with an email.
Yeah.
Telling me that she is going through stuff. That's why she didn't talk to me, and she just ain't been talking to nobody right now. I'm like, okay, cool. Long story short, I go to her school. We went to different colleges. Mm-hmm. I went to her college for like a probate, a Greek probate. And I see her out there looking good, good as hell, out and about.
Mm-hmm.
I said, she saw me. She lit up. Like, hey, I saw her. It's been like 3 months, maybe 4 months since we talked. And she sent me this goofy ass email, not call me, not text me, but emailed me.
Right.
The fuck? I'm just going through so much right now. I'm like, nigga, she probably got a dude. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of telling me that, she's telling me I'm just not talking to nobody right now. Okay, all right. So I thought we was cool. I thought we was building. Clearly, I'm one of the niggas you ain't talking to because you're going through so much shit.
Right.
But you at this party. You at this function.
Mm-hmm.
I see her. I walk over, give her a hug. And I was like, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm good. He said, but no, I just want to say what's up to you. I know you're dealing with shit right now. So I'm going
to
go ahead and get up out of here.
Nicely
and
done.
Dipped off. And she was like, well, I walked off, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the man.
That's well done.
Fucking 20 years old.
Yeah.
I was an idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I could have told her how I really felt. But in my mind, I was like, this is why I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because she did. She said what she said. If a chick say, hey, if I ask a girl out and she says, you know, I'm gonna be busy tonight. I'm washing my hair or I'm walking my goldfish. I know she ain't walking her goldfish.
Right.
That's the answer. That's the reason she gave me why she can't go out with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That case, I'm good.
Right.
Whatever you're going through it, you could have been lying. I don't think she was going through it too much because she out here kicking it with her girls.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to fuck with me at the time.
Yeah. And she had
keep
the
that same energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that was nicely done.
Yeah.
But you know but it
and
is.
And I wasn't playing no game either because I really was done with her.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I had text her later
it
on.
That's fantastic.
In my mind, I was like, hey, if she hit me up, like, hey, how you doing? It's been a man. I saw you last night.
Mm-hmm.
You look nice. This and the other. Then I would probably entertain it. But now at that point, she's just going to be buns.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it on it.
Yeah, yeah.
She was just, I liked her a lot.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And at this point, if I let you back in, like,
she's
going to be buns.
Yeah.
But I was super okay with never talking to her again, and I didn't.
Yeah. I do think that there are people that play games like this.
Yeah.
Not to this extent. Like
not to this not,
but
not to this extent.
Like, all right, so for example, you know, there were rules. Like if I think about like, you know, never you gotta wait 2 days to call her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, if you get the number, you know, you gotta wait 2 days to call her, such and such and such and such. All these like little games that people would play with each other. I'm gonna let her call me first. So I kind of like get that point, right?
I don't want to seem thirsty.
I don't want to, if I call her the next day to such and such and such, you know what I mean? Like, never let her spend a night at your house, you know what I mean? Spend night at her house, you know what I mean?
So you get up out of there.
Right. I knew a guy who was like, when you're dating a girl, and it's kind of like very early on, like, let her see you with another girl. Because it's important to know that you can get other girls, right? Okay, it kind of makes sense, kind of. But
if your goal is to, my thing is this: if your goal is to be with her, if you like her,
don't play no games.
Like, if you like, if he was in violation, he needed to know, bro, that you out of pocket, homie.
Yeah,
like, love, you out of pocket. Keith, you cancel your dinner with me, which is fine because you're working late. That's fine too, but they set it up too easy. Like, if he says he's working late, he's cheating.
Yeah.
And then he says he's working late, and the next you know, you see him at a
Andy dancing. So
what happens if she didn't show him and catch him there?
Right. What do we do?
You know what I'm saying? So I understand why she was tripping, why she was upset, but why is she lying to her homegirls?
Yeah.
And she said why? The movie ain't that bad. I understand you didn't dig it, but she was like, "Hey, you don't tell your homegirls about it because they're gonna talk too much and they're gonna elevate the situation like they were doing." And we end up seeing it at the party. Mm-hmm. You want me to do something, girl? I'll beat her ass. I ain't scared. I'll take him. Yeah. You want me to do something? Like, no.
Monique was fantastic.
I'll take care of this.
The movie's not trash.
Mm-hmm.
It's not trash. But there have been a couple of blockbusters that we've watched where I couldn't wait for the movie to be over.
Uh-huh.
Like, I couldn't wait to be done with my homework on this one, right? There are other movies where I'm like, oh, man, I'm loving it. I'm loving this movie.
I'm going to keep this back in the rotation.
I'm having a good time. And then there are some where, like, this movie felt like homework to me.
Mm.
It felt like I've got to knock this one out in order to get to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to watch this. I don't want to – I would flip the channel – If it was back when people were flipping channels to find something else, but I have to watch this movie, and I'm basically kind of like, to your point, like, after I got past the overseasoned cayenne pepper, the first couple of rules kind of get me back. Like, okay, let's make sense, you know, but then like the inexplicable decisions that everybody keeps making. And I'm like, this is not what adults would do.
Hold on. Yeah. Not corporate motherfuckers.
Right.
If this was high school, if this was college, for sure. Like, that's one perfect. One thing I did like, which I think is a little fake. The last thing you want to do, if I'm a man, if you my woman, and we at odds right now, and we ain't talking in a couple of days, is let me find out you was hugging or going on a date with somebody else.
Yep.
And you my girl.
Yep.
And we not officially over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't no game plan. I'm on your head. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to try to. He was trying to make her jealous too. I'm not doing no goofy shit like that. Yeah. You can't make me jealous. What you going to do is make me get you. What you going to do is make yourself alone.
You done took your ass up in the church to play these games?
Hugging the player of the church.
Hugging the church nigga?
And let the homie see you.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, man, she was hugged up with Trent? She was hugged up with Trent, my nigga.
Yeah.
And hugged up all up in his face, hugging him all hard and sexual, sensual.
This is too much.
And he was like, he ate that up like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, I'm like, so what we doing? What we doing?
The movie started with him with a baddie.
That was on him. That was on him, bro.
Right.
What's her name, man? Dang.
Like, dang, the movie starts with him with a baddie.
And for her to be like, you know what? And she's so secure in herself that she didn't call him.
Mm-hmm.
She let him call him. And he didn't call right away, which is unrealistic. Why would you let your boy say, man, don't call her?
Mm-hmm.
He said, but you the one that fucked up. So you should go ahead and call her.
Yeah.
And then when I call, you don't answer. Okay, you don't answer. Then you rush me off the phone, and then they have dinner. She was playing games, and then he was letting her.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. He might feel like, because I had done wrong, I'm in the doghouse, so I got to let her lead this. Nah. When it's all said and done, I'm wrong, but we're going to sit here and talk. I'm going to apologize and explain myself, and if that's not good enough, then we could take the next step.
Right.
Which is like, okay, we done.
Yeah.
Or you could give me some time. It's going to take me a few more days to get over the fact that you pissed me off doing this dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bad judge of character.
Yeah.
It was a bad choice that you did. You went out with this chick to a place that you and I both frequent.
Come on.
This is my spot. You go out with her and you're dancing with her on the dance floor.
With no conscience about it.
And I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about it. And I run up on you and you don't have, and you look guilty. Tony said that, bro. Mm. You looked guilty when right. she saw you, bro.
Right.
So at that point, I'm going to her house tonight.
Yes.
And she's not answering my phone call.
I'm pulling up.
I'm pulling up.
We got to talk.
I'm in the wrong. I'm in violation.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal until I saw you there and I saw your face.
Listen, I know how it looks.
Right.
I would never cheat on you.
Right.
I love you.
Well, why would you go to dinner with her?
You know, like, either way, it's a mistake. Yeah. Right? Like, we were working late. She said, you know, we're going to get some drinks after. You know, I knew that plans with you were busted. Right? So, you know, so I went. But I shouldn't have danced with her. I don't know how I end up on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing. Right. Don't nobody.
Credits. Roll them. Like, movie.
Right. And that's why I'm saying the movie had to have this goofy shit going on.
Yeah.
Like the 10-day rule and all that stuff.
Just do it better.
Yeah. Okay.
Just do it. Like I understand. Like, I understand that we've watched enough movies that we know that, like, things happen in a movie, and they happen in the movie because we got to get our characters from point A to point Z.
Uh-huh.
We can accept that. We can accept that maybe a character makes a decision that doesn't make sense or isn't realistic. Mm-hmm. But okay, cool. But if you are going to set me off on some shit that doesn't make sense, at least keep me entertained until we get to the end. Don't send me off on some bullshit and then just keep piling bullshit on. Like, listen, by the time we got to the end of the movie, I was like, she don't deserve no man. Like, I'm supposed to be happy for the reconciliation between her and Keith. And I'm literally rolling my eyes. Like, she don't fuck, like, I don't like her. I'm not fucking with her. She don't deserve to have him right in the end. And his puppy dog ass, who's supposed to, you know what I mean? Like, he's just like,
he's a clown.
Stand up, nigga. For, like, damn.
Yeah.
Like,
for one, not only did you get caught with a chick at dinner, I mean, having, after working late, then having a nice dance with her on the dance floor when your girl was not even supposed to know you were there.
Right.
Then you bring to this event, Connie. Oh, no. Connie, it was Connie's, whose event was it?
Connie was throwing the event. Connie at the MGD account.
And she invites Keith.
Mm-hmm. And then somehow, even though they're supposed to be enemies, Vivica gets four invites to their function, to their private party as well. So she shows up to check out the competition and did not expect to see Keith there with ho-ass Connie.
Right. It's just that it just doesn't make sense, man.
Yeah.
That's almost too coincidental.
Too coincidental.
And it's like, And then she goes outside, pops her tire, and then brings the guy back in.
Yeah.
And they start. They knew. Why would you know that her tire got popped?
Right.
You're in the party with your chick.
Yeah.
And
doesn't make any sense. I mean, there were, like, I've had girls that I was dating show up at the crib, fly as fuck, smelling good, looking good, with the whole, like, bait and switch that came over there to make out, and then, no, I can't do this, and then leave.
Uh-huh.
I've had that happen before. Yeah. Like that.
Just in college.
That makes sense.
That's college.
Yeah.
From your dorm room.
I get it. I get why you're here. I get why you showed up like this.
Uh-huh.
You want to remind me of just how bad and tight you are.
Right.
I get that. That, like, that part kind of, like, makes
that's
sense.
That's when you're dating. That's when you just, when you're kids. But when you're almost 30 and you're an exec at your job,
you're an adult.
And yeah, you don't play those type of games. And I get it. It made for an interesting movie.
Mm-hmm.
But no, let me fall back, because they're in their late 20s. They 20 something.
Yeah.
And they are this successful at their job.
But it's not believable. Like, she's supposed to be like 25, 26 or something.
She's 29, 28.
Okay. You don't get partner. you're still early. You're still, at most, you're like a supervisor. You know what I mean? Like, you know, or like an account director. You don't make partner.
Right.
Like, there's no way that she makes partner. There's no way that house is hers.
Right.
The house is probably what? The mortgage on the house is probably what?
Listen, the guy that runs Disney, that's his house. Damn. Right? Right. Like the house that Shantae lives in is for like and in Los Angeles.
And it's in LA.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. Come on.
Right.
His house looked believable for where he was. Like his house looked smaller. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like his shit looked right. Ain't no way in hell.
Unless he came from money. Unless he was partner of her uncle's firm.
I don't know.
Something. But yeah, I I'm not tripping off that too much. It's not like, well, okay, she's a Doogie Howser. She went to MIT at 16.
Yeah.
Graduated at 19.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now she's this phenom of whatever she does, she's going to be able to accelerate her path faster. But Keith Morshedden's character was weak. Even with the whole situation with Gabrielle going and hanging out with Connie and trying to go back and forth, like making her jealous and dancing all hard on her and stuff like that. And that can work for some people, though. I have to remember that. Some people are like that. I know I had a homeboy who was going back and forth with this girl a couple years ago in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I see him all the time, and I know her, too. I know the circles we all run in.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you trying to make her jealous. You hanging out with her to get seen at the spot. Mm-hmm. This little premiere, y'all broken up, right?
I get it.
But you start hanging out with her and you bring her to this spot.
I get it.
And you know that she knows her and you know that she's going to see her. And even if she ain't there, the people are going to tell her because her homegirls are there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you doing this shit on purpose? And he's like, all right, man, shit, she want to talk to such and such. And I'm doing my thing too.
Yeah.
It's too complete that game. So I get it.
Petty shit. You know, I think because I don't and have never really acted like this as a human being.
By me either.
It's hard for me to relate. Like, you know, like it all seems preposterous.
Right.
And so, but at the same time, I can also say that, like, I do know that people play games.
Right.
Playing games is a thing that happens.
And honestly, he deserved it. I'm going to keep it 100. Yeah. At first, I started to feel bad for him after a while. But then I'm thinking, like, bro, why you letting her do this? Like, hey, man. I'm pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're my girlfriend and I do something that you don't like and you won't let me call you to talk about it, they did. They had dinner the next day.
Right.
And he was trying to explain himself. But you don't have to explain yourself to me. At that point, and he was like, no. Oh, cool.
You understand.
You're not that stupid, bro.
Yeah. You know what's happening.
You know that
you know you're not getting off the hook that easy.
And you should know your girl by now.
Yeah.
You should know the type of woman that you're dating.
Yeah.
And you know that she's not that cool with it.
And again, like, real women don't play with fire like that. Real women don't suggest breaking up unless they're ready to break up. Real women don't say we should take some time apart unless they legitimately are questioning whether you should be together.
Knowing that you say how great this man is.
Yeah.
Then he messes up once. A huge mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what would have happened. My thoughts were, if you didn't go to dinner, if I didn't catch you there, y'all didn't even eat yet. Y'all probably didn't even finish really drinking
right,
yet. Y'all probably had one drink. And let's say y'all eat and they have a couple more drinks, and now you got to either taxi her home or follow her home or take her home.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Yeah.
I promise you, it wouldn't have went further than that. Well, how do I know that? Because this wasn't even supposed to happen.
This is a great point, y'all. I think, you know, because I've been on this movie I've been on this movie tough since the beginning. At first, I got to think, until you said that right there, at first I was just like, she never really even accusing him of cheating, of like smashing.
Right. And never even answers her mind. She never brings it up.
And so it's just him out dancing with a girl. And at first, like, I was like, that's not that big of a deal. But then I got to thinking, like, if I ever got caught up in those circumstances, I think it'd be a big deal.
Now, and here's the thing. If he was like, babe, I'm going to go celebrate Tony's promotion,
his
birthday.
And I get caught.
Me and the fellas,
that's
going to be over there at such and such
my
spot.
My wife is not tripping
on
that.
And she just pull up and see you dance with a girl, my wife ain't tripping.
My wife ain't.
I'm supposed to be here dancing.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be here having a good time, having drinks. A chick asked me to dance, and then she tried to slip me her number, like, baby girl, I'm married.
But if I was supposed to be with her, and she just happened to go out and find me dancing with the chick, But even then, we have to believe they have each other's pictures up. She's got his picture on her desk at work.
They've been together for so long.
We have to believe that they can have a conversation and work this way through. But again, movies have to happen. We have to hand out some awards.
We do.
Who's the MVP? MVP of two can play that game.
I will say this. At the end, before we get into that, real quick, they do obviously make up. It's a rom-com. They make up at the end where she kind of humbles herself and realizes that she kind of pushed herself so far. But even when she thought that he was going to be there at the end of the movie, when she's like, he'll be in my house groveling, waiting for us to have some popcorn and snuggle up next to each other. So she walks in like, hey, Keith, that's corny as hell. That's
corny as fuck.
This whole time, you think this is the time he's going to show up at your house? He wouldn't show. And I guess he has a key, too.
Yeah. So the whole time, he's calling you 40 times in a row. When he could have just pulled up and sat on the couch and waited.
And waited for you to come home. And then, when times are the worst at the end of the film, y'all actually threaten each other. Like, if you go home with him, I'm going to smash Kanye tonight. Well, you do what you got to do, because all I know is I'm leaving.
Yep.
So that's how they left the situation. And she was his friend, and he was his friend. But you go home thinking, okay, now he's going to be at my house waiting. He would have been at your house waiting.
Yes.
All those 40 phone calls, dozens of phone calls. Come on, bro. So all of a sudden, like, the writer's just making things happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And and she gets there, and not only is he not there, but she leaves and goes to her club. And she's chilling, and then this woman walks up, another baddie.
I felt like some time had passed. Or do you think that was the same night?
I think he had the same suit on. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Let's go back. We could be wrong. But she goes to this bar by herself. If that's the case, let's say 3 days passed. Yeah. It's the next weekend.
Right.
You going to this club by yourself?
She's looking busted in the club. Where are the girlfriends?
Yeah, yeah.
She at the club.
Like, at least one girlfriend.
Yeah.
By herself. He's at the club by himself.
Yeah.
What are you there for? And he's in the booth. He's not even at the bar getting drunk. He's like, in the booth, and this fly ass chick walks up to her like, I just tried to put the moves on this fine brother over there. He wasn't having it. I don't understand what that's about. She turns around and sees her dude.
Come on.
You just making shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
And then you ask him, do you like basketball?
I'm gonna ask you
three questions. Like, it's almost kind of like, again, like a writer. And you know this as a writer, when you think, this is the line. This is the you had me at hello. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this is the one that's, and so for me to already feel like that was a flop and hella corny and not
the callback is even floppy.
Yeah, come on. Like, you know, like now you double down on
this. I didn't mind it that much. Only because I see what they're trying to do.
I get it.
And then at the end of that first time he did it, he's like, Do you think I find you attractive? Yes. Do you find me attractive? You're all right. Yeah. Oh, no. If I tried to kiss you right now, would you slap me?
Yeah.
That was dope. It was, when I say dope, meaning like, and then how he played it afterwards, they laughed it off. Mm-hmm. He was like, baby, would you like to dance?
Yes.
He went out of the suaveness. That was just him trying to be suave. And I think it was supposed to be a little corny, supposed to be a little bad pickup line. At the end of the day, I'm just playing with you. Yeah. Would you like to dance? And she's like, yes, I would. And they went out there and danced. So I'm okay with the, do you find me attractive? You think I find you attractive? Only because at the end of that scene, I'm just playing. Would you like to dance? So again, I forgave it.
I understand that. I don't have grace in my heart. I don't have grace in my, like, I don't have respect for guys that don't get buns, right? And I just, you know, and somebody that doesn't or never got buns wrote this. You know what I mean? So it's fraudulent to me. No man that I ever know that got cakes in their life would say some shit like that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All right, let me ask you this.
This guy doesn't exist.
Have you ever seen a chick for the very first time and you can tell, oh shit, she feeling me.
Right.
So you take a little bit more leeway. I mean, you take a little bit more liberties in how you approach her. You say something. Like, I didn't pick up a girl and I don't even drink, bruh. I took a girl and I picked her drink up and started drinking it.
Yeah.
I said, you need something stronger than that. I promise you.
That's smooth.
I saw her look at it and I drank it and I was like, because I don't drink.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And did you end up coughing like that?
No. I suppressed it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, what are you doing? I was like, it was more like,
Yeah. But no,
That's wrong. You need something stronger than that.
That's smooth, bro.
You ain't lit.
That's smooth.
You know what I'm saying? But I knew, but I saw her looking at me all night.
Yeah.
Not all night, but like.
That's not that.
But I think he saw, when she turned around and saw him, she mm-hmm. she looked like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. The homegirls was like, ooh, they was gawking at him. Yeah. So he went up there on some like, let me ask you three questions. I don't know if I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, and then the questions were, that would have to be different.
Yeah.
I think it's the questions too.
Yeah, I mean,
is that a corny pickup line family? Y'all, like, asking a girl three questions when you know she's kind of into you. Mm-hmm. I think he's supposed to know that she's flirting back with her.
And again,
with her eyes.
I get what they were trying to do. Just like nobody with talent would ever do that. Like, remember 40-Year-Old Virgin, where they discovered that Steve Carell's character was a virgin when he got to talking about titties?
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about the way that titties felt.
Bag of sand.
And they was like,
wait a minute. They're poker, right?
Yeah. And it was like, it was obvious that, listen, somebody that's touched a titty would never talk about it that way.
Right.
Would never describe it that way. Right? Uh-huh. A guy that uses pickup lines, right? Like, you know, which is also a special kind of guy. Kind of like lame guys use an actual pickup line, right? What you did was an icebreaker.
Right?
Like, you know.
I had to think fast, too.
There are smooth icebreakers. Yeah. They're jokes. They're, you know, stuff that other people do. That thing that Keith doesn't exist anywhere in the world, right? Like, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, And even for a movie, it doesn't work. You're now asking me to suspend too much. You're asking me like, and again, I like this movie asked me to just believe a lot of things to be true. You're asking me to believe that Vivica Fox is an executive, that she lives in this big ass house, that she drives this fly ass car, but you've given me nothing. You haven't proven it. You haven't proven it by her actions. You're just forcing me to believe it. And you're forcing me to believe that this guy, Keith, our stud, right? Like, you know,
right.
That this line is the line of lines. It sounds like somebody that don't get pee, right? Like,
they don't,
you know,
get no buns,
it,
man.
It sounds like somebody describing something that they've never actually done.
Huh.
Right? Because
that's a very interesting take.
Because you would never write that. If I asked you, even regardless of this conversation, let's say we hadn't even reviewed this movie, and I said, Ja, listen, I'm working on a project. I need you to write four scenes of like a guy in a bar coming up to a girl and like kind of doing like a pickup line. Like, you know, and she's with her girlfriends and he kind of comes over and introduces himself. Mm-hmm. You could write 100 scenes and never write one that bad, right? And everybody in your circle could do the same thing and they would all come up with something better than that.
I'm very curious, and I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree because this is corny. The more I think about it, it's lame. I'm not lame, like, nigga, ugh, get away from me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's lame for a dude that knows a chick is attracted to him.
Yes.
And she could be like, you've seen the movies before, and he's like, hey, a guy walks up to a woman, and then he says something to her, and she's like,
mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, that was lame. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Right, right.
My name is Mike.
Boom.
How you doing? I'm Sherry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I know it's lame. You came over here with the lame bullshit, but I'm still going to dance with you because you're cute. You know what I'm saying? I think, I kind of, based off the ending of that little scene, he laughed it off and said, how you doing? Would you like to dance? Like, he became a regular dude. He went from suave, fake suave, like, how you doing? My name is such and such. Let me ask you some questions. You find me attractive? And then, I'm just playing.
That's
the only reason why I forgive it. But I get it. You say you have no grace for it. I get it.
Do you find me attractive? That's such a lame thing to ask a woman that you just met. Like, just lame. So I guess maybe they deserve each other. Maybe I have put these characters up on a pedestal and I thought that they were actually better, I thought, because of their station in life. But
fast forward to him, he don't even know how to deal with a situation where he get caught dancing with a woman that's not his girlfriend.
Listen.
By his girlfriend.
Listen.
He don't even know how to navigate that. He needs the chubby homie to like help him navigate through his own relationship, which is crazy to me.
The homie that smells the after sex aroma.
This is the guy.
This is the guy
you're listening to.
Listen, if you were ever around
this. Oh.
Job,
you hit it.
If you ever smashed anything, and I came in afterwards and was like, it's like friendship over. I can't fuck with
none of this age. We gotta be 19,
even
bro.
Even if I was 16, even if I was 19 or 20, it's that's lame behavior.
But you're gonna forgive the homie.
Yeah,
it's equivalent to, hey man.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
You're high school.
I get it.
That's
get
it. But not at 28. You're an executive.
Come on, man. You're we both got jobs.
You're making a few hundred thousand.
We both wearing suits.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
This nigga's fixing this table and shit.
I mean, like a cool guy, but like smell like you've been fucking in here, right? Yeah. You know.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. All right, then. But
you did your shit, my nigga.
But hey. I wouldn't want to get a piece. Like I wouldn't. Like,
nah.
I'm not with
him. Tony's a pervert. Tony's a pervert.
He's a creep.
He's a creep. And this is the one you believe in. This is one you confide in.
But anyhow. He was also my MVP.
Hilarious.
He's the MVP.
You know what?
He's the MVP.
Okay,
of the movie.
So now we get into the awards.
Yeah, yeah.
The MVP for you is Tony.
It's Tony.
And that's fine. Tony. Okay.
He is the only one that I like, right? Like, you know, like we just talked about his pervy whiffs, but you know, but he's a good dude. He was looking out for his homie.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't dispense bad advice.
He did. It was games. So I would say it's bad, but you're right. If we're playing this game, let me tell you the best way to go about it.
If you're going to do this.
He even said it, bro. Like, all right. He said, no, I'm going to call first. He said, hey, man, you kind of the one messed up. You kind of got to call first.
Right. He was like, he was basically getting the input, getting the information, you know, trying to help Tony out, trying to get Keith out to the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Come play on the golf course. Yeah. Listen, man, well, let's go hang out. You know, let's watch the game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, trying to help get you out the funk. So I think that, like, if the MVP is not Shantae, who it isn't for me,
mm-hmm.
Tony Anthony Anderson is the person that she's really competing against.
Right.
And so he's – because if this movie has no competition, it just – then it's even worthless. So Anthony Anderson – Tony is my MVP for the movie.
Only reason why he's not the MVP for me is because he didn't finish out the job.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't actually, the reason why they won, the reason why they, meaning like Keith won and Shantae won together, like got back together is because of her.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he advised him to do something to get them back together. Mm-hmm. At that point, he was dancing with the white girl, the little MGD girls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he was out the picture after that.
I hate that.
So then she finally, I feel like she was the antagonist and the protagonist.
Okay, so you think Shantae's the MVP?
I gave her the MVP because her homegirls definitely weren't worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony kind of like flatlined at the end.
Yeah.
He fizzled out. And then now Keith is distraught. He's sitting at the bar by himself, like turning down good buns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then she comes over here and basically picks him back up.
Like she's still kind of, even after making all these mistakes, she gets her man in the end. But so she wins in the end.
And she finally made the right one.
Yeah.
I think that's what it came down to.
It's like a baseball game that ends 1-0. Like,
right.
You won. Right.
Yes. Yeah. So it's
somebody had to win.
MVP of this, a 6-3 football game.
LVP.
LVP. Least valuable player.
I'll give you mine.
Go.
Shantae's white boy.
Yeah.
Listen, He stops, changes a tire and a suit, spends the rest of the day
talking to her. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Follows her home and gets a kiss on the cheek.
And leaned in for it.
Yes.
He was eager for it.
Come on. Come on.
And got nothing?
Got nothing. Lost the whole day.
And you're not going to get anything.
And you're done.
Hey,
you're going to get ignored.
She's never
calling you back.
Later on that night, she's giving Keith some buns.
Yes.
She met him back at the club.
Yes.
And, yeah, bro, you did too much. Oh, and then your simp meter is at an all-time high.
That's the most, like, it's easy to maybe call out one of the girlfriends, boyfriends, but we don't even get to know them. We barely even get to
see them. I was trying to look in that direction, yeah. Like, you know.
These guys never got a chance to show me anything.
Right.
But this guy, like, batting zero.
Did he even have a name?
I don't even know.
On top of that, the whole time, I see you with your ex in the party. Mm-hmm. He snatched you out of my grasp twice.
Yeah.
And you don't do nothing?
Yep.
You don't say nothing? And you still with her, and then you follow her. That's a bottom feeder. That's a where my hug at ass
yeah.
nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's them type of niggas
that'll
sit around the party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, I used to do security, right? For artists. And I used to be on the tour bus. And I take the phones of all the girls that come on the tour bus. You can't take your phone up there. You can get it on your way out. And there I'll be sitting at the door. Sitting in the driver's seat of the tour bus,
mm-hmm.
and this one particular situation, it happened several times, but this one time, this dude was outside waiting for his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this is a dude that was just with a girl. It's his girlfriend. He waiting for her to come outside. She was in there for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, bro, please, can you just go get her, bro? I said, fam. I said, man, I feel for you, bro, but I can't go get her.
Yeah.
That ain't my job.
Mm-hmm.
My job ain't to go get her for you.
Yep.
My job is to make sure the people stay safe on the bus.
Man, could you go get her?
Yeah.
He stayed
out there.
You down bad.
And he just sat in his car. She got outside and they got in the car. They drove off. One dude was like, another situation. Mm-hmm. One nigga was like, hey, bro, I took this chick. We worked together. I've been trying to get at her. I know we both such and such fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I got two tickets to go see him. Cool. I know I'm a fan of him.
Yeah.
She a fan of him. We get there. She on the tour bus with this nigga. And he was like, I want to be on the tour bus too because I want to blaze with the homie.
Yeah.
We fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she on the bus without me. I'm going the fuck home, bro.
Yeah.
We done drove over 30 minutes to get here, man. So tell her, nigga, tell her she need to get her ass out here or else I'm leaving her.
Yep.
She ain't my girl, nigga. I was trying to get some buns tonight, of course. Mm-hmm.
But if that's her play?
Yeah. See, and he calling her, and her phone is going to voicemail.
Yeah.
He said, no, I know her battery ain't dead. Because I was using her phone earlier. During the party, during the function, her battery's good. My battery mm-hmm. was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I was taking pictures all damn day.
Yep.
So now I get to my car. I'm charging my phone. Now my phone, I know her phone's still good.
Mm-hmm.
So her answering the phone is she ignoring me.
Yeah.
But the lead, that nigga left her.
Yeah.
She came downstairs like, he left me?
Yeah.
Yeah, real nigga. He dipped. Fuck out of here.
Listen, we know, like, when it comes to getting some, sometimes opportunity presents itself in random places.
True.
And you do have to follow the thread
mm-hmm.
and the crumb trail because of where it's trending, but at a certain point, you realize she's not trying to smash.
Yeah.
So you hit the eject button.
Yeah. Abort mission. Nigga.
Or you know you put your you dig your heels in and you make a declaration.
Right.
For this guy to get all the way to the end and not get nothing. After putting in he was going somewhere, right? Like he had a suit on. He had plans that day.
Right.
He abandoned all of those plans
uh-huh.
and got nothing.
Try to get some of this brown sugar.
That's an L.
That's an L. He's a loser.
He's a loser.
He's the least valuable player.
That's what all right. Time for fists.
Woo-hoo! Pause indeed.
Time for fists.
Uh-huh.
Scale of 1 to 5. How does this rank?
This is a 3, man.
3?
A shaky 3.
Shaky 3.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
High praise.
High praise?
One black fist.
One?
This is a one black fist movie. I'll never watch it again.
Did you watch it back in the day?
Yeah. I remember, like, because listen, I remember all of these movies. There was there was like rom-com season.
Yeah.
Well, we got Deliver Us Brothers.
Yeah.
So
we can play that game.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan. Like, you know, okay. on this rewatch, this movie just didn't do it for me. Right?
Understood.
Like, you know, it just didn't. is not a three. And to be honest, like as we were talking, I was like, I think I'm gonna give it a two. It's a one. This to me.
Damn.
To me,
that's a because I put also, you know, I also factor in just like the acting, the performances, the comedy. I'm not trying to change your mind at all. I'm just letting you know why I gave it a three because it's not a classic. It's Morris Chestnut. It's Vivica Fox. It's Gabrielle Union. It's Anthony Anderson. Like those movies to me have to get made.
I feel
you. Saying
and,
so.
And
the one to me is like here's this the movie thing. Shouldn't even be made. It's like
okay. So let's say
you Fat Beach.
Yeah. Let's say you take a math test. This is true. Well, we watch that. Let's say you take a math test, right? And it's 5 + 5, and you put 11, right? Now I know. You were close, but it's still wrong, right? Like you know, like I get it. Like I could even see the scratch lines that you made. Oh, you just put one more too many. Every question on this test, two can play that game. Even though I know they were trying, misses the mark for me. So just from a score, you know, just in terms of the number of right things, I did not like the way they did the narration. I did not like, it was heavy-handed. I did not like the way they set up. There's too much about this movie that I don't like that I think was done poorly to give it anything higher than a one for me.
I hate you, and
I don't think it was a bad movie, but it's
not. Nah, you can't say that.
It's not a bad movie. You mean like, yeah, it's like, a bad movie. Like I don't in my heart, I don't want to give any of these, I don't want to say any of these movies is a bad movie. I know that this is somebody's favorite movie. Let me just end it with this.
For sure.
It's
definitely somebody's favorite movie.
On my scale,
It's
a one Black Fist.
It to me it's like a 55 out of 100.
It's
you failed. You know what I'm saying? But like it's not a passing grade. But it's like I won't say you because
I like Anthony Anderson.
Yeah.
Right. I like
Monique.
And that's about it. I like Monique. I like Anthony Anderson.
I loved
You wasted my girl Tamala. You wasted
her. Yeah, because she was dope.
You wasted
and Piggy?
Yeah.
Piggy Greer?
You wasted her.
I feel like it could have been funnier. It was funny enough.
You wasted Gabby Union.
Gabby.
Yeah.
I like
You wasted Morris. How do
Morris,
you,
yeah.
you wasted more? Like how
Here's
do you
the thing,
have
Morris
we're
gonna explain. We did the brothers, didn't we?
We did the brothers.
Damn, we gotta compare.
Yeah,
Morris in the brothers and Morris in Two Can Play That Game.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I mean, he's
and so let me say, let me tell you why this is a three for me, but not a one. I mean, one is like
you should really give it a two,
huh?
You should really give it a two.
I don't know. I'm gonna say it because I like the way they did the. I feel like a lot of women can relate to Vivica,
maybe,
her character.
Maybe it's a gender bias.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I was like, yeah. Because women do that goofy shit.
Yep.
I'm mad at you, but I'm not going to call you. But I know my girl did it in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She was mad at me. I didn't walk her all the way home.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said, I'm mad at me. I'm mad at you. I said, okay, well, I told you I was watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Go with your homegirls. You wanted to wait, and you just wanted to see if I was going to do it. She was one of them like kind of chicks that just wanted to see what she can get her man to do.
Right.
I walked her halfway. I told you, I'll walk you halfway, halftime. I walked her halfway. You really not going to walk me all the way home?
Mm-hmm.
No, I told you I'm about to go back. Oh, don't call me, nigga. I didn't call her
right. All
weekend. This is a Friday night basketball game. I didn't call her all weekend. She called me like Sunday night. I can't believe it. You didn't call me all weekend.
Yeah.
See, you told me not to. I'm not playing that. I don't play that shit, man. I know we 16. I know we kids, don't be goofy with me. I told you what it was. I didn't do nothing wrong here.
Listen.
So, and then she fell in line. I'm sorry, you're right. Yeah, I know I'm right, bro.
We get to the end of this movie, and our character hasn't learned anything. Like she's still, she makes a mistake. She expects him to be home. He's not home. Next time we see her, she's in a bar. She doesn't say, I'm sorry. I was playing games. I didn't value you. This is what I've learned. This is what I'll do. This is what we should be. You just give me this whack-ass line that you gave me at the beginning of the movie. You give it to me at the end. So for me, it's hard to find W's. It's hard.
I get it.
It's hard for me to find. And so it just, it's a black gotta, movie a, that got made. One.
It's a black movie that got
and
made.
And that's what we say. We say One Black Fist is just
and that's
a,
why
it's
I
a black movie that got made.
I, even because I said it's a Shaky Three. Shaky Three is damn near strong too.
Give it a two.
I'm gonna keep it with the average.
Yeah,
because it's not the worst. I didn't feel when I watched the movie. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I didn't feel that bad about it. Now things could change if you in the conversation. But even when you said your things, you said I'm like,
yeah,
I didn't mind narration.
Yeah, yeah,
it was cool. And I thought the Morris was the Buster. I thought Gabrielle was who she was supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
and her match, and she got in their face at the party. I said, mm-hmm. "Oh yeah, I like that."
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been better. That's why it wasn't. And this is what it is. Like you said, too much narration. They could have showed it more than just saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Love Jones.
Yeah,
Love Jones is a five.
Right.
Love Jones is a more realistic type of movie.
Yeah.
But it also wasn't a comedy either at all. So that's another reason. It's just a comedy. Like even when she's narrating and you see Tamela Jones, Tracy in the back of throwing shit mm-hmm. and doing like this, and Dondre is running from her. Like Dondre is running from her, and she's like doing like she's hitting him, but mm-hmm. it looks playful. Yeah. It's supposed to be silly.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Just, that to me should have been better though.
Just do it better.
Yeah. So, but I'll give it a three. A shaky three.
Okay.
A shaky three, man.
All right, then.
I feel like they had so much of a cast. It could have been. It should have been a five with that cast.
Whew.
With the cast, it should have been the five.
Yeah, with the cast. Yeah.
You on paper, you say it's a movie. Morris Chestnut, Vivica Fox, Anthony Anderson, Gabrielle Union, Tamela Jones. You thinking Monique? You like Bobby Brown? You like, oh, this is about to be a classic.
This off movie, top this movie is a poor man's Brothers, right? Like you know, mm-hmm. like it's bootleg Brothers, right? Like you know, like you know, you got Cheerios no real, and then you like, have Tasty
Brothers
O's.
Had some good moments, bro.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, well, Bill Bellamy's character, I love his
fantastic.
Character.
Fantastic.
Like it's a better written
significantly
movie.
Better.
Yes,
significantly yes. better. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just one for me.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it, man. Deliver. Is that your lowest?
I think
one. Of what would you give it one?
What
did
we give New Jersey Drive to?
I don't remember.
We didn't like that. I didn't bring that shit up.
Hey, somebody in the comments got on my head about that, too. Hey, man, the movie wasn't good, bro. All right. With love, man.
I think this is the lowest I've gone.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't think it deserves a one, but that's your take on it.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here, man.
That's why we're here.
Busting down these blackbusters, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for this episode, man. Two can play that game, mm-hmm. man. Interesting watch. I will watch it again, but I love the topics. I love the conversation. I want to get other people's opinion as well. So what y'all think about Gabrielle Union's character, Vivica Fox's character, Shantae Smith, that is, and was she playing too much? Do y'all know anybody like that? Are y'all like that? Women? And Morris Chestnut, has any men been in that position before and they didn't know what to do when they got caught doing some goofy shit in their relationship? Let us know what you think in the comments, y'all.
And took advice from your non- Buns ass getting
on. Yeah, there's no way Tony gets more buns than Morris. He should not be able to tell.
No way.
He should not be able to. It's basically like the dude, the white boy in Hitch, telling Will Smith how to do his relationship.
Imagine that.
It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Let us know what y'all think, man. Mm-hmm. Catch us next time on Blackbusters, man. I'm your host, Big Jai, along with
Trombone Tone.
Wah, 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 wah. Catch us next time, man. Be good or be good at it. And we out of here, man. To the max.
Blackbusters.